here at Think 17 in New York City with Nick Calcanes. How are you, Nick?
Good morning.
Good to see you. Excellent. Hey, you are new to Co-op, and you are the Chief Information Officer, and welcome aboard, by the way.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I've been here, I guess this is my fifth week.
Oh, wow.
It feels a little bit longer than that. There's a lot to do. I came in just the right time. My first day was April 3rd, where we were announcing that we're acquiring TMG. So I learned about it with everybody else, or maybe a little bit before. But just an exciting time to be here.
You experienced the collective boom that a lot of us experienced out there. It's like, whoa, all right, well, let's see where this goes. Right on.
Yeah, that was a big part of me coming here. I mean, the opportunity for co-op in the industry and our place in the movement is just a really exciting place to be. And there's tremendous opportunity and excitement evidenced by many of the people I've spoken to here at the conference.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Hey, so what efforts will you be leading as a member of co-op's management team? I mean, Chief Information Officer, there's a lot on that plate, I'm sure.
First and foremost, it's aligning the cultures and thinking about the people and starting to integrate the two teams.
Yeah.
And we've already been doing that. Today I have, you know, former co-op people and TMG people working as new co-op teammates on problems and starting to drive the organization forward. I have a lot of experience with integrations, and I've found over, you know, the last 20 years, the best way to bring people together is give them a problem to solve and something that they can focus on and demonstrate their teaming and skills, and it's more exciting that way, and then they're going to deliver something at the end that they can all bond around. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity.
Right on. I'm sure. Hey, you've also managed challenges at Bank of America, Ally Financial. So what are some keys to success for credit unions to apply these best practices?
I think, you know, there's good and bad from working for big financial institutions such as those.
Yeah.
So what I bring is a real, I think, understanding of scale and complexity and a very measured, experienced way to start to take big, complex things and break them down into manageable, thoughtful approaches to moving forward. Because first and foremost, we need to integrate these two firms into the new co-op.
Right.
Again, position the people, align the culture, set expectation on how we're going to work, because that's also important. As we're starting to develop and move forward towards painting a picture for the vision and the opportunity that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So all that work is right in front of us. And then I'm spending a tremendous amount of time now while I have many years in financial services industry. I'm learning a lot. I've already been out on the road every week, meeting with credit unions, CEOs, sitting down with people, watching them do their work, so I can start to shape how the team and where I fit in the credit union space, because it is a little bit different, and I want to make sure I understand it as we're moving forward with the technology.
Is there a theme that you're hearing from your conversations with various credit unions?
It's interesting. There are consistent themes around fraud and data and leverage, and we're going after all those things big time. The maybe the biggest learning for me and adjustment is I come from, again, scale. There's scale in credit unions, but there's also much, much smaller. So there's a huge stratification of credit unions and our clients. And so I'm really trying to understand everybody's view, because it is slightly different depending on how big you are and where you are, frankly, in the country.
Right. Definitely. What advice do you have for credit unions struggling to meet today's heightened security and regulations? Because that's another huge concern for credit unions out there right now.
I think, a little promotion, I think we're doing great work. We just hired Paul Love as our new CISO. So our commitment to security and being progressive around security is massive. It's not a reactive play. On the front end of everything we build, we'll be building in security on the front end.
Okay.
And so that's going to be a market differentiator for us. But what I would say to credit unions, in addition to seeking out help from us, is a lot of it's education. Educating your members, educating, you know, the folks that work at your credit union around what they can do and need to do around security. And then there's also, I think, a big difference between, and education required around the difference between security and fraud, right? So there's things that you can do to make sure that you're hooking up to, for example, a secure wireless network. that secure. And then there's other things that you need to do to protect yourself from a fraudster. And understanding the difference between those two things and how they come together, I think, is important.
Yeah, because we're right now we're in this balancing act of having this tremendous convenience, but on the other side of it is the security issue. Yep. It's like, gosh, you know, our convenience is through the roof, but also the security and the fraud threat is also there as well. It's such a balancing act right now.
It's an interesting challenge when, you know, especially in the payments industry, you're processing millions and millions of transactions that you need to process every single one of them, as it's special and it needs to be accurate. The expectation from members and people in the market is that it's easy, it's simple, it's not complex, and that it's secure. And the last piece of that is they want the experience to feel positive in a certain way. So it's a big ask, frankly, and we're very focused on it every day.
I can imagine. So yesterday you participated in a panel, and the title was "Moving to Top of Wallet While Fighting Fraud," what we were just talking about. So what tips did you provide in that talk? There's a couple of tips that you can share.
I was up there with a lot of really smart people, so I was doing a lot of listening up there as well. But my focus was, the education piece.
Yeah.
Because again, you know, a smaller credit union, for example, in Utah, may have different education opportunities or challenges than a bigger credit union in Seattle, for example. So I think really understanding who you are and who your member base is, and leveraging partners like us and education within your credit union and with your members is probably the biggest thing that you can do to make sure that you're doing what you need to do to protect yourself.
It sounds like there comes a lot of trust too.
Yes.
Boy, if you can accomplish that,
man,
you'll have the big time trust.
Yeah, and I think that comes with our delivery, consistency, and interaction. You know, that's the other thing that's important as one of the new leaders coming into this team is we're really heightening and we'll raise our game on constant interaction, not episodic interaction with our members and clients, but really building a relationship to where they understand our strategy and we're aligning our strategy to deliver on behalf of the credit unions that we work with.
Right on, right on. Last question for you. I'll get you out the hot seat here. Speakers.
Yeah.
Think is known for its great speakers they have here. Anybody stand out for you so far? I know we've only been through one day and we're a little bit way through the second day. Anybody stand out for you?
I've enjoyed all of them, you know, because again, I'm learning a lot at this stage about credit unions and the movement. And this is my first Think conference, which I think has gone very well. I've been impressed with it. But the big thing that I kind of stuck in my head was one of the speakers yesterday was talking about, because we're talking about a lot of innovative, new, cool things. Fraud's a very hot topic. But one of the speakers yesterday, and the name escapes me, but her comment was, you know, solve a problem that exists within your credit union. Don't create a problem that you don't have.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really smart piece of advice to keep. Don't get distracted by the shiny thing when there are things that are core to you that you can that you need to focus on to solve, but you can do it in a digital transformational way, and so take a different look at it. And there's so I kind of flipped it to think about it that way, and I thought that was a really good balanced message that I took away from the speaker yesterday.
I think we're all kind of victims of the shiny red ball syndrome. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's really cool. I got to have that.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Wait. All right. Nick, thank you so much for taking time out.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate
well done.
It.
Keep
thank
up the good work.
You.